It's my pleasure, and I do mean this, it's a pleasure to introduce our guest speaker today. I've known this young man since he was a wee bitty lad. I'm not sure how small he was, but he was small. And his parents started attending this church a number of years ago, and they've since moved out to the Riverside area. So I watched this young man grow up in the Lord here in this church to a certain degree, and then also in Riverside as he continued to grow, him and his brother and his family. And you know, one of the great blessings, one of the greatest blessings that we have is after we've served the Lord for many years and we've gotten older, is to see these young people grow up and see the gifts of God develop in their lives and see them mature in the Lord. And so I have a special blessing today and an honor in hearing this young man. And he served under Mark and Brenda as a minister of music, I think, in Arlington. And so it's just a real special honor. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should share about him. There's a lot of things I guess I could share, but I can't share anything bad. I don't remember anything bad. I don't know if he never did anything bad, but I can't remember it if he did. Maybe that's one of the blessings of growing older. But it's neat to see one of our Plaza kids grow up and become a mature man in God. And so I want you to welcome this young man. And I know some of you have come especially to hear him, and that's good, and to encourage him as he speaks from his heart and from what he feels like the Lord would have us hear today. And so I pray that you not only hear what Marcus says, but you hear what God is saying through him. And so without any further introduction, I want to introduce to you and present to you Marcus Zimmer.
All excited about me being here, but nobody in this room has ever actually heard me, so you guys are taking a big risk. One of the things that Daryl and I were talking about before service was my wedding, and I wasn't going to share this, but it'll give you a clue as to kind of what you're in for. I am the type, I'm high energy, I go all the time, and what you see is what you get, and I really don't have much of a filter. I don't say anything or do anything in my personal life that I wouldn't feel comfortable doing or saying from the pulpit. Obviously, there's places for things, but if I say it in my personal life, it just may come out on the platform. And so there's no filter. And one of these examples is that at my wedding, we wanted to have fun. Because weddings are it's the beginning of the rest of your life, you want to have fun. And so on our wedding day, we had the overture from Stephen Curtis Chapman's Great Adventure. It's a big orchestral piece, and it's got cellos and violins and flutes, and it's just this grandiose piece, and that played as the candles were being lit. And then once that was done, the parents, obviously her dad was walking her down the aisle, but our parents were seated to a song that Shauna had sung. She'd recorded it on CD. And it was very mellow, piano, just a very delicate moment. And during which I walked out with Pastor Mark, who was my best man, and Pastor Ron Williams is on this side, and we're standing there. And I had not really ever thought about it before. I just knew we were going to have fun. And when that part was over, Pastor Mark leaned over into my ear and he says, "For the next 3 seconds, everybody in this room is going to think that your sound man is a complete idiot." I thought, huh? But yes, the very next thing you hear is, "Saddle up your horses." Stephen Curtis Chapman's Great Adventure. And the ripple of laughter that just kind of went through the place. And I sang Stephen Curtis Chapman's Great Adventure to my wife as she came down the aisle. And we had 6 couples on each side. And they were doing the whole, and it was great. And so, be warned. You're taking your life in your hands this morning.